There once was a local fitness center which was offering $1,000 to anyone who could demonstrate that they were stronger than the owner of the place. Here's how it worked. The muscle man would squeeze a lemon until all the juice ran into a glass, and then hand the lemon to the next challenger. Anybody who could squeeze just one more drop from that lemon would win the challenge and the money. Many people tried over and over. Other weightlifters, construction workers, professional wrestlers, angry moms. But nobody could do it. One day, a short and skinny guy came in and signed up for the contest. After the laughter died down, the owner grabbed a lemon and squeezed away. Then he handed it to the little man. The crowd's laughter turned to silence as the man clenched his fists around the lemon and 6 drops fell from the glass. As the crowd cheered, the manager paid out the winning prize and asked the short man what he did for a living. Are you a lumberjack? Are you a weightlifter or what? The man simply replied, I work for the IRS. Though tax collectors are rarely our favorite people, this little man named Zacchaeus in today's gospel has 3 important things to teach us. Number 1, that through humility comes invitation. Through humility comes invitation. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but as a tax collector, he was willing to set aside his dignity and climb up a tree. He, in fact, we are told that he was the chief tax collector in the town, an important person. He could have said to the people, move aside, I want to go to the front. But rather, he swallowed his pride and, being a short man, climbed up a tree just to see Jesus. God is calling each of us to that same type of humility, to let go of our pride and the things that we hold on to so that we can see Jesus. Some of you may know the story of Bill McCartney. He's the retired head coach of the University of Colorado in Boulder, the football team that was successful in the mid-90s. His reason for retirement was not because he was an unsuccessful coach. He'd won national championships, 3 consecutive Big 8 championships, and was often in the top 10. McCartney said that he was retiring because he wanted to reevaluate his priorities. He said, I am leaving coaching and I'm going to take a whole year to reevaluate my priorities. Is God first? Is my family second? Is my work third? And when that year was over, Bill McCartney had decided to dedicate his life and his talents to Christ. And through his efforts into founding the great men's renewal gatherings that are now today known as Promise Keepers. God, family, work, not the other way around. Zacchaeus also teaches us that through obedience comes joy. Jesus says to him, Zacchaeus, come down quickly. And what does he do? He comes down quickly, and it says that Zacchaeus was able to receive Jesus with joy. Why? Because he responded quickly. It is much more joyful to be obedient than to delay obedience. Children, you know this. You know that if your parents go and tell you to clean your room, and you fight them for an hour on it and finally do it, you've wasted a lot of time, usually ending up in more trouble than you started with. It is much more pleasant to respond quickly with obedience. Joy comes in responding quickly to the commands of Jesus Christ as well. But sometimes we do put them off. Jesus commands us not to fornicate, but we have a significant amount of our society living together to see if it works first. Even the secular statistics tell us there is little joy in that. Jesus tells us to render unto God what is God's. But we often say to ourselves, I'll tithe when I have more income. Jesus warns us to be ready because we know not the day nor the hour. And yet we put confession off week after week. When we obey God's commandments, we will have joy. But if we delay, the joy keeps getting less and less. Lastly, Zacchaeus teaches us that through change comes salvation. Zacchaeus says that he's going to give half of his possessions to the poor and refund four times anyone he has defrauded. 400% is a pretty good interest rate. And Jesus responds by saying, salvation has come to this house. You see, Zacchaeus was willing to make concrete change in his life, not just wishful thinking, not just a spiritual intention. And for many of us, our resolutions are simply that, spiritual intentions, a willingness, but nothing more. We fall prey to an ancient heresy called dualism. Dualism has been around since before Jesus, and it tends to look at the body and our physical existence as something separate from our spiritual existence. And often we fall, in a sense, to this same error. We think that my spiritual life can be over here, and all of my good intentions and my desire to pray, and then my physical life and the things that I do in this world are separate somehow. But brothers and sisters, you are incarnational beings, souls that are enfleshed. And so our spiritual desires, our willingness to serve God, our intentions must make concrete change in our lives. Perhaps there's something for you today that over and over you'd wished you could change. Your prayer time, going to weekly confession, battling a particular sin. What's the concrete change, the thing that you're going to do differently after this Mass that you weren't doing before? That's what Jesus is asking. And that's how salvation comes to us. It's easy to get our priorities mixed around in this life. But even a little IRS agent named Zacchaeus can teach us a thing or two. He teaches us that God invites you to a deeper relationship today, but he needs you to set aside other things. What is it that you need to set aside to welcome Jesus into your home? God desires to give you great joy today and to take away your sorrow. But like any father, he needs you to be completely and quickly obedient. And lastly, God offers you salvation today. If you're willing to take the spiritual things in your life, your good intentions, your willingness to serve God, and make concrete change, what will you do differently after you leave this church?